It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. You got a belly full of turkey and fixins and whatever else you did with yourself today. And good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. It's afternoon now, but welcome in to Cabali and Mac Black Friday edition. Black Friday ain't what it used to be, but the Stillers still got a game on Sunday against the Bills. A big one, because both of these teams are trying to figure out what and who the hell they are. The Bills have lost some massive home games over the last, or road games, excuse me, over the last few weeks. The Steelers just can't figure out what the hell they're supposed to be doing on either side of the ball. And they're both right there on the bubble, as it were, in the AFC playoff race. We'll get into all of it. Lance Lysowski of the Buffalo News supposed to stop by, give us a little Bills Mafia point of view. And we'll talk about Kaboom's column yesterday. I guess did it publish yesterday or this morning? I don't know. I read it this morning, late last night, that made a very good point that he had made on the show just the other day. But maybe it needs to be reinforced just a little bit. Welcome into the show. Make sure you follow today, because not only do you want to be subscribed on YouTube, Kaboom, but you want to make sure you're following on all the social media, because after the show, what we're going to do is we're going to throw up a little retweet. And we're going to give you a chance to win, as I hit the microphone with the bag, a lovely gift during the first of the 412 days of Christmas. Do you want to see what today's lovely gift is for our...
Wait, how are we picking a winner?
So tell me what you think of this. I love how we workshop this stuff live on the air.
This is how it is.
This is how we get it done.
No, we pretend like it. No, well, I say Mac, I don't really care. So if
then
it's
I come
stupid,
up with an idea. No, then I try to explain it to you. Then you
in mid show, I tell you it's stupid. So okay, let's go.
Okay, so I'm thinking we just put up a post on. You want to say X today? We'll put up a post on X after the show, and whoever retweets it and tags a friend, get a tag a friend. Okay, we'll be in the drawing for this beautiful
hoodie.
412 hoodie. Look at that guy. Look at that.
It looks like mine almost.
It does. Look at that. So there you go. That's up for grabs. Steelers love our friend who's commenting in the YouTube chat. We just did a giveaway on YouTube the other day. The last episode. Yeah. We gave away the Stone Cold Steve Austin vest.
Wait. First of all, what size is that hoodie?
It's a large, so you can't win it.
Even if you win it, and it maybe not fits you, maybe too big.
It's a perfect gift.
Small, it's a nice gift to somebody who's large.
Perfect gift for the holiday season. So, yeah, as Rick said, be a friend, tag a friend, tell them something nice that might change their life, and it might win you a hoodie from Shop 412, who are giving stuff away during the holidays because they're good peoples and they're friends of the program. So we appreciate them.
Yeah, you can go down on their website, right? Their website, you go down their store.
Yep. That is.
I think I'm going to stop by on Monday. I got to be down there for an eye doctor's appointment, me and the boy. So I think we're going to stop on over. Ooh. Stop on over.
It is a cool store right down there in Southside Works. And then if you wanted to, you could walk over to Cheesecake Factory and check out the 45-page menu.
I don't do that.
No? Okay.
There's a slice of Broadway or something there. There's a pizza joint right there. Is it a slice?
Slice on Broadway? Yeah. Like a little pizza truck?
Yeah.
That's still right there in like the little
courtyard there? I believe it is. And they aren't even a sponsor, and we're giving them a plug.
No, because they're just good people. And like I said, friends of the program. And we said, what if we do the 412 days of Christmas? And they said, hey, here's 12 things to give away. Have fun with it, boys.
Who wouldn't want a 412 hoodie? Yeah,
that's a good looking hoodie.
I mean, you give that to somebody for, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. My goodness.
They're going to love you forever.
I told the guys they should come up with the 724 for us, you know, Westmoreland Countyers.
No, they shouldn't. No, they shouldn't. It's 412.
The 814 is for our Crawford Countiers.
Congratulations, by the way, to Carol and Justin, who both won during the last episode. Carol won the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet. It's on its way to Crawford County right now. Shipped it out on Wednesday. Justin just messaged this morning to say that he already got his Stone Cold Steve Austin autographed vest. It's already arrived.
Well, I need to see a picture before we believe that. You post that picture.
What do you mean?
Tell Justin to post a picture with it on. Or is he going to need? No, you think Justin, are you or Justine, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you going to get it framed or are you going to wear it?
You don't wear autographed stuff.
What? I don't know.
What? You don't wear it. You get it framed.
It looks like Johnny the Barber's trying to make a deal with Carol online.
Right there in the comments. This is ridiculous. I love it. Oh, hold on. He must have given it to his little boy because he literally just messaged me this. He said, send that to Kaboom. And it's a picture of his son throwing up the double birds.
There's nothing better than that right there. There is absolutely nothing better than that right there.
That is perfect. So, yeah, we love giving you guys stuff. Thanks to First and Goal for coming through with the Will Hard helmet and the Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. And thanks to our friends at Shop 412 for coming through with all of the Shop 412 goodies that we'll have over the next few weeks during the 412 days of Christmas. We got clever with it. Thanks to the Dan Heck team, too, for supporting the show. I know they're still busy helping people find the right homes, sell their old ones, get into new ones. The Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. They'll help you find the perfect home for you and your family. No, we're not giving away houses. Not yet. Anyway.
Come on, Danny. Get with it.
Give away a house. What's wrong with you? Okay. So before we get into some pretty important injury updates, and they're not really updates, I guess, but it's just stuff that came out during the Mike Tomlin press conference the other day. People that may have been busy getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and missed it. We'll talk about that in a minute. I wanted to bring up, as I mentioned, the column that you wrote yesterday, and I reposted it with just a hashtag added, Free Muth. And we talked about this on Tuesday, and I see that you expounded your thoughts into an entire column the idea of what the hell happened with Pat Freiermuth, and not like what's wrong with him, but what's wrong with this offense that they're not using him more? Because the middle of the field complaints will continue until we actually see something happening in the middle of the field, and that would be the perfect middle of the field target.
I mean, the problem is I went up and talked to him for a while, and he does not want to stir any pot whatsoever. So no. He is not going down that. And I mean, he has to be frustrated. I mean, he won't say anything like that, but put yourself in that situation where you just made, what was it, $40 million?
Yep.
And now your routes per game are down 10? Think about that now. If you're only throwing the ball 35 times, a third of your routes are now disappearing from last year, which is kind of astonishing that he has 4 touchdowns. I mean, at this point right now, if you're looking for a desperate number 2, just move him around, man. Get him on the field more. Jonnu Smith has more. I hear people say, well, Darnell Washington, he's in there more. That's why. Well, Darnell Washington's third on that list of, I believe, snaps or at least routes run. You know, it's Jonnu 1, Freiermuth 2, Darnell 3. You can use this guy, Freiermuth, to be able to beat some zones, have some middle, have some two-way goes, a guy that you can trust. The guy that gets open that your quarterback's going to throw to. I just don't know where they're at of why all of a sudden he's, I wouldn't say fell out of good graces, but they figure there's a better option somewhere.
Well, look,
either Jonnu or Darnell, that's not the same guy. So well, I would have to say Jonnu.
In any other offense, almost any other offense in the NFL, you'd look at it and go, well, there's only so many balls for the tight ends to go around and only so many snaps. But this is an Arthur Smith offense. And this organization fairly salivated in the summer about the idea of Muth, Jonnu, and Darnell all on the field at the same time together or in varying amounts so that they could all be used. I mean, you point out Jonnu's getting more snaps than any other tight end and more targets than any other tight end.
More routes run, more everything.
I would ask, have we seen the production out of that we thought we were going to get? I don't think we have. What's he have? One touchdown this year? Do I have that right?
Yeah, a couple drops. I mean, maybe it goes back to you wouldn't think that that's the case. I mean, his ties with Jonnu in Tennessee and then Atlanta, right?
Yeah, which, okay.
You wouldn't think that would be it.
Even if it were subconsciously, like Arthur Smith has more of a propensity to get Jonnu on the field, you would just think that would have worked its way out of his system by now. Mm. Like that if it happened for a week or two, they'd go back and watch the tape and be like, man, we got to get Pat more involved. I mean, they even talked, what was it, 3 weeks ago? Mm. Mike Tomlin was asked about it 4 weeks ago in his press conference. He's like, be patient, just wait. And then we did get, you know, Pat has caught a couple of touchdowns since then and has been slightly more involved, but the numbers still pale in comparison to a guy who you're paying as a top 10 tight end in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's the numbers are kind of shocking when I saw how little they're using him. And I can understand if they had this flurging, budgeting offense, burgeoning offense, or maybe bludgeoning offense, but they don't. They need some help in the receiver game. They've tried the Calvin Austin. It's been up and down. They've tried the Roman Wilson, not consistent. They've tried the Skoronics, and it is what it is. Gainwell's a different type of cat. They've tried Jonnu, who's missed a handful and hasn't been able to do anything with it. Why isn't this guy? I mean, this is a guy that, what was it now, 15 months ago? You were really all in on the guy that was going to be the next star of your offense and giving him $48 million. Why not use him to the best ability, keep him on the field as much as, 70, 80% of the snaps? Why not? What's there to lose at this point?
And especially in an offense that has gone back to becoming absolutely just devoid of any middle of the field passing game, right? And that everybody agrees doesn't really have a viable number two target in the receiving game. It's DK and then Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson. And yeah, you do want to feed Darnell Washington a little bit, and I get it. You went out and got Jonnu Smith in the deal for, Minka for Jalen Ramsey. So I get it. You want to get him a couple balls, but if the biggest weakness in your offense right now, and it is by far, is throwing the ball in the middle of the field, then why would you not look to use the guy more who is supposed to be the best in the middle of the field? It's dumbfounding.
Yeah, I mean, hey, the number that I saw was, I mean, we talk about the usage. Most snaps he had last year in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Most snaps he had this year in one game is 38. Last year, he surpassed that 16 times. I mean, that just tells you right there that they're not using him. I mean, middle of the field, that late against the Bears, I guess it was the second or third the final play.
Yeah.
Where he beat Brisker across the middle. That was a two-way route right there. He could have chose which way to go. And you see what he was able to do in that and there. I mean, that was like an 8, 9, 10-yard game. It was a nice play. Maybe it was a first down. I don't really recall at that point. But he can bring that type of ability. But he also got the catch and run ability, too. Maybe it's his blocking. But don't use him. I mean, I think he's gotten better blocking. Don't use him in that spot.
Right. To your point, just line him up in the slot. Yeah. Like, there's nothing that means he has to line up as an inline tight end. We've seen him line up in the slot before. Broken away from the formation. You're right. There's nothing that says you can't go with Jonnu and Darnell as inline tight ends if you want to. And you could put DK and Freiermuth out there as well. And the guy can run the routes. We know that. Like you said, he's been available in the red zone when he's been on the field. He's been available for big third down catches when he's been on the field. And no, we're not just doing this because like Pat has been on the show and he's a Penn State guy, so I like him, or, you know, he's nice to Cabali when Cabali tries to talk to him in the locker room. No, it's because it just functionally, maybe just a little bit. it's because functionally it's what this offense needs right now. And it doesn't make sense that they're not leaning into something that is a clear weakness.
I know. And you talk about, oh, he's slow, he's prodding. What did he do against Cincinnati late in that game? Took one across the middle and went 80 yards or whatever it was, 75 yards. He's big enough. What I'm saying is, okay, would you want him to be your, in the perfect scenario, be that slot guy, be that receiver-like type of guy? No, absolutely not. But you're at the point now where you better find a way to at least help out DK Metcalf, or at least have a guy talented enough or consistent enough to be able to make them pay on the other side. And right now, I just don't think you have a I don't think you have that guy right now. So go with Muth. I mean, I think we've seen enough of Johnny right now that says that maybe he's back. He's been banged up. I mean, maybe he's not 100% healthy, but nothing shows me that he's going to be that guy. I mean, he doesn't even have over 20-yard catch this year, maybe a 20-something. I mean, it's not like he's killing it. Go with Muth. That's what I'd say right now at this point. You're not going to go with Valdez, Scantling. You had a chance to get Brandon Cooks if you want. He went to Buffalo. You're not going to go with OBJ. So what is your option? This guy is your best option right now. Let's feature him, or at least give him the opportunity to go out there and make plays.
At the very least, just get him on the field some more. Right. And the worst thing that happens.
Run routes.
Right. And the worst thing that happens is, you know what? Maybe he draws a little bit of coverage away from DK occasionally. Like that's the other part of this pass game that has really become glaringly obvious over the last few weeks, is that there is no one to draw any coverage away from Metcalf. It's why he had 4.5 yards a catch last week, because the only thing left right now is to just get it out quick to DK and hope that there aren't two guys all over him who immediately take him to the ground, which has become exactly how teams are defending DK.
32nd in the league in targets, 31st in receptions, 25th in receiving yards. His target share is 38th in the league in tight ends, or 38 overall.
That just it doesn't compute. It doesn't. Yeah. And you would hope that, again, people aren't
151 yak yards this year. How about that one?
People aren't going to put Pat in the Hall of Fame for his blocking. You're right. No.
Well, he's gotten better, and he's not a liability.
Right. No. The point is, he can be out there, and you can still run the ball, too. And that's the other thing. You're going up against, what, the 31st run defense in the league, I think, on Sunday? Yeah. Run the damn football.
Well, we're sitting here talking about freaking Freiermuth, and we're saying he shouldn't be in there now.
No, I'm not saying he shouldn't be in there. I'm saying he can be in there, and you could still effectively run the football. There's no reason that you can't. There's been, you know, I remember way back right after the Minka for Ramsey and Jonnu trade, right? I remember us sitting here talking about, man, could you imagine you have all three tight ends on the field at the same time? That sounds crazy. But you could do anything from that formation, right? Mm-hmm. Because Jonnu can run routes. Pat can run routes. Darnell, it doesn't matter. He catches the ball and he just drags people another 5-10 yards down the field. And you can run out of those formations too. But here we are in late November, and we're still not seeing that kind of stuff. And I don't know if it's stubbornness, if it's a lack of belief in certain players, or if it's just a complete and utter lack of creativity from Arthur Smith. I have a hard time believing in that, because it's the guy who came up with the idea of fake tush push, handoff to Kenny Gainwell, run for 50 yards. Like, there's got to be a glint of creativity somewhere there inside of that FedEx brain, but we're not seeing it.
Hey, maybe. I know it's against his personality, but maybe he should stir it up a little bit here. maybe they're taking advantage of a guy that they know he's going to be a team player and win first attitude. So, hey, we can use him and abuse him by not playing him. We know he's not going to say anything. I would still love to know why. What is the reason? Why is the reason why he's not playing as much or being featured enough or throwing the ball enough? What is that reason? I did ask a offensive player that. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing with him? He goes, not me, man. I was like, looking like, I have no clue either, man. So I'm sure they have some kind of theory of why, but I don't know what it is.
And it's made all the more frustrating when you see, for the second time in the last 5 days, mm-hmm. George Pickens go out and have another big game. And I'm not here to relitigate the whole George Pickens thing specifically. We've been over it and again 100 times, especially in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What I am here to debate and talk about is there are players, and the Steelers were lauded for a long time. Oh my God, look what they do with wide receivers. They took Antonio Brown as a 6th-round pick and turned him into the best receiver in the league and da da da. And they've been lauded for always being able to refill the receiver room. Mm-hmm. They haven't over the last few years. They've hit a roadblock there.
I think that's been one of the biggest misnomers of the Steelers. They had a couple. They had one good draft, I guess two, with the Wallace, the Antonio, and the
Manny Sanders.
Other than that, what we got here? We're getting James Washington, Chase Claypool. I guess Juju was hot, then he wasn't. So I think that might have been overstated a little bit.
I think we're seeing now that it was. And, you know, there's a comment here on YouTube, someone saying they're glad George Pickens is gone. He was a low-effort guy unless he got the ball. Again, I'm not talking about Pickens specifically. I'm talking about look at the routes. And if you've been on social media at all in the last week, you've seen the screenshots of the route tree that George Pickens ran in Pittsburgh and how it compares to the route tree that he's run in Dallas. And it's simply about taking somebody who has the ability to catch the ball anywhere on the field. Again, Pickens is still that, whether you agree with his attitude or his demeanor or anything like that. George Pickens can make one move, make a guy miss and be open in the middle of the field and run another 40 yards. The Steelers never took advantage of that. They ran a bunch of go balls and outside wide receiver screens and crap that they never used him in different areas of the field.
But look who they had thrown to him. They had Kenny Pickett, the Mason, Mitch Trubisky's, the, I want to say Mason because he had a pretty good stretcher with Mason. Who was it last year? Russell's, Fields. So it's a little different than almost MVP Dak right now, right?
That's a fair point. It is. But I think even if you weren't talking about the comparison between Dak Prescott and that handful of guys, you just see the difference in offensive creativity and how you take a player and you use them in a different way that accentuates his skill sets. And they haven't done that. They haven't done it with a guy they're familiar with in Freiermuth. They've barely done it with DK because he can't get open because he's constantly blanketed. And they don't do it with anybody in the middle of the field. So that continues to be an issue.
I'm curious now. I mean, I guess a little off the topic is when the Cowboys ultimately have to franchise Pickens.
Mm-hmm. How's the reaction react to that one?
I know that's like $28 million, but nobody wants a 1-year deal, right? So let's see how he reacts after that. I mean, like I've said before, they were well aware that this could have happened, but they felt that that was necessary if he wore out the welcome here. I mean, like I keep saying, sometimes you got to cut a man loose.
That's fine.
They knew this was going to happen. They pretty much knew that he was going to go down and have a good opportunity to have a monster year. They knew this.
Then again, go back and detach the name George Pickens from the whole situation and just look at what they're doing, or more accurately, not doing with their current offense. And it's not using guys in different parts of the field, especially to where their strengths play well, like Freiermuth. And we come full circle. I do want to talk about Aaron Rodgers being a full participant at practice yesterday. I do want to talk about something we didn't really get into on Tuesday when Mike Tomlin kind of just dropped on us the Derek Harmon injury that'll have him out this weekend against a really good running team in the Bills. We can get to that after we get a Western New York point of view on this whole thing from the Buffalo News. Our old friend Lance Lysowski joining us.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing, Lance?
Right in front of your machine there, Lance.
Never go anywhere without it, Mark. You should have learned your lesson a long time ago. Oh, no, Lance. Guys, it's good. Heading down to Pittsburgh tomorrow, and yeah, looking forward to this one. Should be interesting.
Lance is a local guy. Worked with him at an unnamed website.
An unnamed website.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I spent a summer with a lot of time around Lance as well back when he was on the Pirates beat. So we've got our connections to Lance, who's up in Buffalo covering the Bills for the Buffalo News now. And I just want to start with like more of a general overview of how both of these two teams, Lance, come into this game, because they're both fairly schizophrenic right now. Like, both teams can't figure out who and what the hell they are. The Bills are 7-4. And they're probably not going to catch the Patriots at this point for the division title, but they're still the Buffalo Bills. It's still Josh Allen. Anything's possible. Sky's the limit. James Cook is still running the ball well, but it feels like they go on the road and they lose themselves against bad teams like the Falcons and the Dolphins. Granted, the Texans are a little bit better, especially on defense, who they lost to last Thursday, but the Steelers are the same case. Like, they don't know what their identity is. Some weeks the defense shows up, some weeks it doesn't. Just like, again, a 50,000 foot view of this game, how do you come into it looking at it?
Yeah, I think this Bills team knows what their identity is offensively. They want to be able to run the ball with James Cook and make life easier for Josh Allen. The problem is, in the games that they lose, they're not able to run the ball with James Cook on early downs. They get into those 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10. And more often than not, just based on the way that Joe Brady likes to call the offense, they only use 5-man protection. So teams are blitzing Josh Allen a lot more this year, finding different ways to pressure him. And there's been regression in terms of some of the decision-making. More interceptions. He's already taken twice as many sacks as he did all of last season. I mean, last season, guys, they led the league in turnover margin at plus 24. Everybody knew that was going to drop down to some extent. It's dropped way down. Defense isn't forcing turnovers nearly as often as they did in the past because there's a ton of injuries on that side of the ball. This matchup's going to be very interesting because I think injuries on both sides. The Bills, they're not going to have both starting offensive tackles. Good luck blocking some of those guys in the Steelers front seven when you don't have either offensive tackle. So this is a big game for them, a little bit extra rest coming off that Texans loss. But yeah, I mean, can they stop the run? The Bills haven't been able to stop the run basically all year. And offensively, Steelers are probably going to sell out to stop James Cook, or at least that's what I would do. And I would force the Bills to prove they could throw the ball downfield. You know? And so far, they haven't been able to.
Yeah, what is up with that? They're very similar with the Steelers, where they have talent. They just seem to ignore the wide receiver position. I know they brought Brandon Cooks, and I don't know if he'll be ready to go or not. Probably would assume not. But what in the world's going on up there that they can't find a above average receiver? I guess you got a couple of Keon Coleman. Well, who knows about him, right?
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid is their best pass catcher. Problem is, he has trouble staying healthy. Going to be questionable for this game. He was a limited participant in practice on Thursday and Friday. They're going to try to get him to play, guys. I think it'll be one of those game time decisions. If he doesn't play, this offense is completely different. Like, if you look at the splits with Kincaid on the field, with him not on the field, it's night and day difference. Khalil Shakir is a really good player. It's just most of his work is underneath, yards after the catch. So on third down, defenses don't have to keep two safeties back. They can put one in the box. All they have to do is kind of, all right, well, let Shakir catch his 5-yard pass and we'll just tackle him short of the sticks. Now, the Bills have invested at receiver. They gave Curtis Samuel a contract in free agency. They gave Joshua Palmer a contract in free agency. You mentioned Keon Coleman. They spent a high second-round draft pick on him. None of the three have worked out. So every bet they've made at that position since Stephon Diggs' departure has kind of blown up in their face. And the whole everybody eats mentality doesn't work if the defense isn't afraid of anybody that you have on the field, which is the case if Kincaid's out.
You brought up the O-line issue, specifically the two starting tackles, Lance, and this is actually a really good comment from YouTube. We sat here and talked about O-line issues when the Steelers went out to L.A. to play the Chargers, and they just couldn't get to Herbert because it was the same prescription that offensive coordinators have found, as long as you get rid of the ball quick every time, the Steelers' pass rush doesn't get home. If the Bills have to work that way on Sunday afternoon, letting Allen get rid of the ball quickly every single time, maybe not relying on some of the freelancing or holding on to the ball that he likes to do sometimes, can their offense function that way, especially with Kincaid questionable?
They're going to have to block well in the perimeter. They love using wide receiver screens. That's one way you can avoid to really get your quarterback out of spots where he used to take five-step drops. That's one way. This team loves to throw slant routes too. It's just, guys, if you don't have Dalton Kincaid, who's going to beat anybody on those slant routes? Sean McDermott won't commit to Keon Coleman even playing in this game. Joshua Palmer's coming into it hurt. Curtis Samuel's not playing. Brandon Cooks, they just added him on Tuesday. He's going to play in this game. McDermott won't say it, but they desperately need Brandon Cooks to play in this game. Who knows what he's going to be able to offer them? That is going to be the challenge. Like, are you going to be able to operate your offense on quick throws, just given the limitations of the group that you have around you? They have started to use their running backs in the receiving game a little bit these past three or four games, and it's worked wonders, but you can't live in that. At some point, you have to be able to make defenses fear you. And, with the Steelers secondary, they've got some older players where if you do have a guy who can be a burner on the outside, you can make them pay. It's just, it's one of those cases where I think that they're going to try to run the ball to sort of offset what the Steelers are going to be able to do from a pass rush perspective. But, man, they're going to put a lot on those tackles, and it's going to be – it is going to be a tall task. I know, like, I asked Mark his opinion the other day. He thinks the Steelers aren't going to win this game, or at least off the record you said that, Mark. I don't know.
Like, every game.
Well, I don't blame you. But based on Arthur Smith's offense, it's just this is going to be a tough matchup for Buffalo with those two injuries in particular.
Now, with Josh Allen, he seems like a guy that does not want to get the ball out of his hands quickly. He wants to make the plays. First of all, is he capable of – sticking to a plan of getting rid of it quickly? And second of all, how much can this just turn into, hey, Josh, go win the game for us?
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I think that just based on what they've had to do, especially this season, he's used to it. And guys just aren't getting open. They cut Elijah Moore because that experiment didn't work. They're going to have to do it. You have to avoid 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10 against the Steelers defense. They like the blitz, 9th highest rate in the league. You can't get in a situation where you allow them to do that. So if they're not running the ball on first down, then you're going to have to take your 4 or 5 yards and just make life a little bit easier for Allen on those third downs. Like, it's going to be a dink and dunk, try to control the clock and keep your defense off the field, because, like, you don't want, they're down Terrell Bernard, their defensive captain, linebacker. Their defensive line is decimated by injuries. Joey Bosa is going to play, but he's playing through a wrist injury that's made him pretty ineffective the last couple of games. That's going to help. That's going to make life easier on the Steelers as well. So you want to control the clock, dink and dunk, run the ball when you can. It is going to be, especially with the weather, this is going to be an ugly game. Like, that's how I see this going, at least.
Well, yeah, if they have to make it a James Cook game, I mean, they've done that a few times this year, and it's worked out. I mean, he had 200 yards against the Panthers. He's had a couple games where he was up over 25 carries. Is that are they comfortable? I would think Sean McDermott understands that if he has to come in and just win a mutter, so to speak, that he can do it with Cook and – not even, I don't want to say not worry about the pass rush, but neutralize it somewhat by just shoving the ball down the Steelers' front four.
Yeah, no, that's what they're going to try to do. But how much are the Steelers actually going to respect the threat of an outside zone running play when you don't have, you're down two starting tackles? Like, and the two guys who are going to play, I know Ryan Vandermark's one of them. We'll see about the other. They're still trying to sort through that, at least, on the record, they're still trying to sort through that. Can those guys pull? Can they get on the perimeter? If you're down a couple of your starting receivers, are they going to be able to block well enough? So, that's what they're going to try to do. But I just don't know how effective this offense is going to be given who they're missing and what it's looked like the last, it's a Jekyll and Hyde act with that offense. They looked unbelievable against Tampa Bay. A lot of it's matchup dependent. Does the other team have a pass rush that you have to respect? Well, the Steelers do. So yeah, they're going to try to run the ball, try to, the quick hitters, but man, it is going to be tough if those tackles can't block.
Lance, here in Pittsburgh, as you might know, fans aren't happy with Mike Tomlin. They want to fire Mike Tomlin. My question is,
how many years ago is this?
My question, I guess, would be
all of them.
McDermott's probably had more recent success. But is there some rumblings up in Western New York of like, this guy's not going to get it done?
Well, it is trauma from the early 90s that this fan base is afraid that this franchise is going to squander Josh Allen's prime, squander his talent. And the frustration only mounts when they watch a game like Houston where they're unable to protect Josh Allen. And he got his ass kicked in that game. You know, it's a matter. He got sacked 8 times, career high. He got hit 12 times. Like, that, if anything's going to get Joe Brady fired, it's not being able to protect Josh Allen. So as much as I don't think the Bills are going to fire Sean McDermott, 5 consecutive division titles, 6 straight double-digit win seasons. The owners had such a poor history of hiring coaches on the hockey side that I don't think he takes for granted he finally got one right in football. But I think there is a significant amount of frustration from this fan base and a lot of people, you know, not within the organization, but outside of it, who think that somebody else needs to come in here to push this thing over the top because of some of the playoff shortcomings, some of the decisions, like 13 seconds, that Sean McDermott might not be the guy.
Lance,
the same thing as Tomlin. Very similar narratives.
Yeah, it is.
It's like they almost went to college together.
Almost.
They did.
You mentioned Joey Bosa going to play through this one, but also one of the league's worst run defenses Buffalo has. The Steelers, though, for whatever it's worth, found every reason not to commit to the run game. I don't know if that's Arthur Smith, if that's Mike Tomlin, if that's Aaron Rodgers, if it's a little bit of all of them. But if the Steelers, again, come out and decide that they don't want to commit to the run game, what has worked for Buffalo on the back end that they shouldn't have, I wouldn't think, a ton of worry about? As long as you can neutralize DK Metcalf somewhat, there's not a ton of worry about Rodgers or Rudolph, for that matter, if it were him, if we're all getting fooled this week, carving up the back seven.
Yeah, I think they feel pretty good about their chances if the Steelers stray away from the run, or they just don't do it, because their second, like, for this, all this defense's faults, most notably in injuries, their secondary is actually starting to round into form. Like, Christian Benford the last several weeks has looked like one of the top corners in the league. He's going to be on Metcalf throughout this game. Cole Bishop, second year safety, statistically, the last several weeks, he's been one of the best safeties in football. And they're not afraid. Like, this defense, they want to put safety help on the side of a number one receiver like Metcalf, but you're not able to do that if you can't stop the run. So I think Tomlin knows better, or at least you would think that he does, that especially given this matchup, what Buffalo is missing in its front seven, how smaller the linebackers might end up being. Bernard's not playing, so that's, you know, you're going to see more Shaq Thompson, who's a bigger dude, but yeah, I would be surprised, guys. Like, I know that that's been the trend, but if you just watch the film with this Bills defense, so many missed tackles. They're not filling gaps. It is enough of a weakness that I think that this is going to be matchup dependent, where they're just going to try to ride Warren and Gainwell and try to, especially if Rodgers is playing with that injured non-throwing wrist. Like, I feel like you almost have to do that. Yeah, I don't see this being a Roman Wilson game. I think that they're gonna try to run the ball in 13 personnel. And if you're able to do that against this Buffalo team, you keep Josh Allen off the field. I think that is another big piece of this.
It's stunning how everything you say like mirrors
it is
the Steelers. Other than the quarterback, you know, I mean, everything's like they're like a mirror image of each other.
They are in so many ways, other than the quarterback situation, where this one is a franchise quarterback and the Steelers just keep putting on annual band-aids to find a guy who can actually run the show the right way. You have two coaches with very similar backgrounds who are very stubborn in the way that they want to defend. And if you're missing pieces, in the Bills case, I have to give Sean McDermott credit, because with all the injuries this season, this defense is not living out of nickel the way that it did for years. He recognized that not only does he not have the personnel to do it this year necessarily, but also it's the way the league is trending. You have more teams like the Steelers and the Bills who want to run out of 13 or 22 or 21 and run the ball and set things up. And it's tough to do that out of nickel. So they've adjusted well, guys, but it's a team that, you know, you got guys like Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White, who are on the wrong side of 30, and aren't having great years, but this is, this is a huge game for the Bills. I think you're going to see a good version of Josh Allen. It's just a matter of can this defense prevent the Steelers from controlling the clock, and can Josh Allen protect the football? Turnovers are killing this offense right now. I believe it's 9 over the last 3 games.
Wow. Yeah, that's been the opportunity for the Steelers defense. It's basically force turnovers and win, or don't force turnovers and lose. So that's definitely a big area of opportunity for them. How many Bills fans do you think, Lance, make the drive down? We had somebody mention in the comments that they sold their tickets already. They think there's going to be a ton of Bills fans make the drive down. You got a holiday weekend and all that. Any truth to that? You think Bills fans will try and Bills Mafia will try and infiltrate Heinz Field?
Of course. I mean, especially this is the last year in the current stadium here. So getting tickets even for a home game is not, it's not easy or cheap. You could probably get a cheaper ticket in Pittsburgh. Hotels up in Cranberry Township are pretty cheap. I can speak to that. So it's not far away. So it's easier for a family of 3 or 4 to get down to Pittsburgh than it is to fly down to Houston. So, but still, the Steelers, they're going to fill that place. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's just, it is a very interesting matchup, as Mark pointed out, because the two teams are very similar.
Oh, everybody knows you used to cover the Buffalo Bills. Is that a hard ticket to get?
You're talking about the Sabres, which I covered for 7 years.
I meant
years.
The Sabres, my fault. I was trying to hit the punchline beforehand. The Sabres, you covered the Sabres.
I did.
They suck, and they still suck. Are they approaching the Pittsburgh Pirates of suckable franchises, organizations of all time?
14-year playoff drought. The only difference is this owner actually spends money, whereas Bob Nutting, we know what he does and how he operates. There's no hope at all for the Pirates because there's not a salary cap that's going to force him to spend, at least up here. Like, the Sabres have good players. It's just they've got some good players. It's just they find different ways every year to miss the playoffs, whether it's by a lot of points or not so many points. They're doing okay this year, but not convinced that anything's
going to change. It might be all you, man. You go covered Pitt, they stunk. You covered the Sabres, they stink.
What are you talking about? I covered the Pinstripe Bowl, Mark. I covered the Pinstripe Bowl. What are you talking about?
Bills,
they beat Clemson that year.
Who else did you cover when you were in town? I can't remember.
Go talk to everybody in Buckos. Washington Green. Go down and talk to people in Washington and Green counties. When I covered high school sports, everybody was doing great down there.
A little Prixies, that and that wrestling team.
South Fayette was good. I
covered some. Oh, you count South Fayette as a Washington County team.
It's been almost a decade, but it'll happen eventually. Bills are over 500 at least.
I mean, have you gotten a new machine or what?
It's pretty new. Are you staying out of trouble?
Mac has no clue what we're talking
about. No, he doesn't.
This is from the guy who can barely figure out how to turn on his camera and his laptop.
I'm trying to figure out how to get ESPN Unlimited off of YouTube TV, and it's driving me insane right now. I don't think you can do it. I think it's impossible. Mac has a cheater box, so.
Even if there were a way. I do. Even if there were a way for you to do it, you wouldn't be able to figure it out.
I'm trying. It keeps bringing me back to the original startup page. I don't know. I'm not paying $30 for a month of ESPN Unlimited. Let me tell you that much. I'm cheap ass.
Noted.
So what are the chances that Rodgers plays in this game?
Well, last week I said it in 99%, so I might not be the right person to ask. I would assume. He practices all Thursday. Right. They're on the field now. He'll practice today. It's all about him being able to protect himself, as in falling on it. That's all it is. So I would assume he's playing, especially since Baltimore crapped the bed again, and you have a chance to gain a game on him. I would assume
Kansas City lost, Baltimore lost. That'll help. And this is a defense that, like, if I was a Steelers coach and I watched that film of that Texans game, like, the Texans just had Davis Mills get rid of the ball as quickly as possible. Yeah. If you do that with Rodgers, he's not going to get hit. And Bosa's playing, but like I pointed out, he's only playing on the left side of the line because his wrist injury. He's just, he's been bad the last couple of weeks. He was really good at the start of the year. Like, the guy was healthy. He looked awesome, but he hurt his wrist in Carolina, I think it was. And he just hasn't looked the same since.
Great Deion Dawkins out, huh?
Yeah, no Deion Dawkins, no Spencer
Brown.
That's
huge. That's huge there, I think.
It is.
How great, I mean, how well he's played over the past, you know, 5-6 years.
Hasn't been as good this year, but he's still, like, and Spencer Brown is a huge. I think Brown might be better at this stage of his career. Yeah, he's really good.
So there's an opportunity.
It's a good offensive line. Yeah.
Yeah. If the Steelers can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, I think they're going to be able to do that. So the Bills are going to have to scheme around it. And, you know, they're going to want to run the ball with James Cook. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
Well, Derek Harmon's out, and the Steelers' run defense turned a corner early in the year once he got plugged in after the injury in the preseason. So that would worry me. Y.A. Black, the kid from Iowa, has looked solid in the middle of the defense. But I don't know. Once you start to get into the rotational pieces that the Steelers like to do on the defensive line.
It's going to be all Josh Allen. Josh Allen pulling it down and running for 35 yards. That's going to be if you can hold him in check, I think, I mean, running in check, I think that
that's
the best opportunity.
I mean, Houston used a spy. If you just use a spy who's not covering anybody or doing anything, it's not really effective anymore. But they found creative ways to get a spy on him. They don't like to do a whole lot of design runs with Josh Allen, at least not this season. I think that's part of the evolution to trying to keep him healthy. But it's something they may have to turn to just based on the opponent and the pieces that they're missing.
All right. Give us a prediction, Lance. How's this thing go down? Give us a winner and a score.
I can't remember what I put in the paper, so if I got it wrong, my bad. But I picked the Bills to win. That was before a couple of the injuries. I still think they'll end up winning because Josh Allen's going to – I don't see him having another off game like he did in Houston. We'll do 21-17.
Okay. Low scoring, but the weather might play a part in that too. We'll see.
Yeah, I think so.
Lance, it was good to see you, bud.
Good to see you guys too.
I'm not going to put the Sabres struggles or the Bills recent struggles.
Well, thank you.
Nor any other team struggles on Pirates. You.
Mark will.
He covered the Pirates. Pitt stunk. Like you said, pinch straight bowl.
You can't blame the Pirates on me.
I'm sure Norwin sucked when you were there too.
I never covered Norwin. That's Westmoreland County.
Oh, where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm not from the district.
I don't know. What the hell do I know?
Somebody, there has to be a sports writer in town who went to Norwin that made you think of that.
Lance, he'll sit here for the next three
Maybe
minutes.
Keith Barnes. No, Keith Barnes went to Sarah.
Yeah, those are two people that are easy to mistake.
You and Barnes. I forget.
All right, guys.
Dan Schieffer went to Norwin.
Yeah, Lance is going to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll see you, brother.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you. Like
Dalsky. I thought he went to Norwin. Now he says it. He did go to the Youngstown. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, you obviously did. I don't know. He doesn't sound effusively positive about this thing. Like,
he sounds like a Steelers fan. He sounds like a typical Steelers person talking about the Steelers. You're like, wait, is he talking about the Steelers or the Bills here?
Yeah, I mean, look, they've been wildly inconsistent. They have. They haven't won a game on the road against a team with a winning record. So,
yeah, man, it's just like that in the whole AFC. I mean, you don't want it. I mean, this could actually be the year of the Bills. They get things figured out. He can zip through this AFC. And same thing with the Chiefs, even though they look bad.
He looked at the rest of their schedule after the Steelers game.
It doesn't matter.
They get Joe Burrow. Then they got to go to New England, who they already lost to once. And then despite a Browns game in Cleveland, which you never know what the Browns defense may do, they got to play Philly before they wrap up against the Jets. Like, they're up against it if they lose this game.
Oh, you get hot at the right time, man. Even though the Chiefs are something majorly wrong with them, they find that right gear, man. I wouldn't count them out either. I mean, really? look at your Lions. Your Lions are
my Lions. You were all over the Lions
eighth place right now. I mean, this is just a crazy season, which, I mean, I don't know who you would say the favorite is. I mean, I guess you would have to say Rams. The Rams right now.
Yeah.
But that could go away real quick, man.
That's other than the Rams. There's not, and people are going to say the Patriots because of their record, but like, and I know it was 2.5 months
they're
ago.
Beatable.
But
they're beatable.
Yeah, they're beatable. The Steelers beat them on the road. The
Raiders beat them.
Yeah. So there's not a dominant team, I don't think, in a clear favorite on either side, aside from maybe, like you said, the Rams.
Yeah, but right now, the Rams. We've seen teams that peak at the wrong time, too. Maybe that's the Rams case, too.
Maybe. Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio, too, for supporting the show. Get on out there. Get a $100 gift card today. If you buy it in store, they'll add on another extra $20 gift card as well. Nail Studio 2 out there on 19 in the South Hills, Lakeview Square, right next to Juniper Grill in the McMurray Peters Township area. That Christmas gift card promotion in store. Get out there. They're open on Mondays now as well from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you get the gift card. You get the service scheduled for whoever needs to go get their nails done. We won't tell anybody if you decide to go get a pedicure. Nailstudio2.com is where you do all the booking online. Nailstudio, Roman numeral 2.com, 724-941-4595. We appreciate them supporting the show as well. We didn't get a chance because Lance jumped on in a timely fashion to talk about the injuries, but we did bring them both up while he was with us. Rodgers was a full participant in practice yesterday, correct?
Rodgers, yes, full participant, but he was a full participant Friday. Full participant Friday as well. So what it sounded like is, I mean, it's hard to read Rodgers because he's been doing this so long that on Wednesday when he talked, it sounded like he knew he wasn't going to be playing by Thursday. It was strange because he did take majority of the reps on Friday. So I think he'll be back. I mean, his callus, what's it, calculus? What's it called? No, calculus is that shit on your teeth.
What?
What
did you just say?
The stuff where,
is calculus?
What is that stuff that they scrape off your teeth?
Plaque?
Yes, but they call it calculus too, hardened plaque. The form from plaque minerals from saliva kind with plaque on your teeth. Calculus.
I
don't even know what I was talking about now.
I don't know. You were talking about Rodgers.
Yeah, how did it come? Oh, yeah, because I said calculus, and I said, no, that's on your teeth. The stuff that heals your broken arm, your broken bones.
I don't know what you're even trying to say.
What are you talking about?
No, you tell me. You just called calculus stuff on your teeth.
Yeah, calculus is definitely stuff on your teeth. Calculus. Yes, absolutely.
No, it's not. Yes, calculus is math. What are you talking? You don't even make it.
Okay, calculus is a branch of math. The other calculus is the stuff that hardens your plaque on your teeth and they have to scrape it off.
What does
callus, C-A-L-L-U-S, is the medical term for new bone tissue that forms during the healing process.
It took you so long to get there.
Well, I'm saying they're very similar. Two are the same words. One is callus.
So,
the callus should be forming enough where it might not get displaced unless whatever. So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Calcium? What is he talking about, calcium? That's what you eat in milk.
When you eat your milk? Is that what you get is calcium?
There's three calcium.
You eating your milk with a fork?
Everybody type in calculus. C-A-L-C-L-U, whatever. I don't even know how it's spelled.
Oh, my God. You write for a living.
Yeah, but I've never. Dental calculus. C-A-L-C-U-L-U-S.
Got it.
Tartar.
Got it.
Tartar.
Okay. Are you done?
Callus. C-A-L-L-U-S is the stuff that makes the bones ill.
Okay. Are you good now?
That's what we were talking about.
Is Rodgers going to play or not?
If the calculus,
the calculus in his wrist,
the callus is forming. I'm using his word. His callus is forming. Yes, I think he's going to play. But I said he was going to play last year too. By the way, I made a bet yesterday. I made like a 7-thing parlay.
Why?
Why? It was great. I hit them all. Boom, 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 boom. I needed the Chiefs to go over 52, or the Chiefs boom, they score last touchdown. Yes, I win. Then I look, I'm like, why isn't it saying I won? I didn't realize I picked the Chiefs in the money line too.
You didn't realize?
I didn't think I did that.
Why?
I was like, no.
Oh my God.
It was like a 7-leg parlay and I hit them all. Like Dak, Mahomes, Javonte Williams touchdown, Lamb, everything I hit up. Boom. Boom.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Except Ravens, like I said, the Ravens suck. They've been doing it with smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have won those last 5 games, and they finally got exposed for what they were yesterday.
So, well, hold on.
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble. This is getting way out over our skis and way ahead, but like they get a week and a half to get ready for the Steelers now, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is John Harbaugh's record after a Thursday night loss to a Bengals at home and hosting the Steelers on the next week?
Do you think he's Josina Anderson's mystery coach? Did you see that post the other day?
There were some people talking about her, not in the media, but surrounding the Steelers, saying, who does she even work with? Nobody even listens to her. I don't know. I don't follow her, so I just hear when people bring this up. I can guarantee I know who he's not talking about. Who?
Mike Tomlin?
What the hell?
No interest in going anywhere?
Maybe not this year. Maybe.
Oh.
I still say, well, it depends. I guess if I was a betting man, I would say after 2026.
Okay. Assuming he doesn't get another
extension. If I'm doing a futures bet.
Assuming he doesn't get another extension before then.
He's not going to get another extension.
You don't think?
It might go the other way.
What do you mean?
Oh, man.
They'll like let him lame.
He's going to.
Whoa. They'll let him lame duck next year?
The lame duck will be mutual part of Way's year.
Huh. Okay.
This is, like I said, my future bets. Here.
Yeah,
if you're going off on that, you finish 26 and before 27, they did that once before a couple years ago. Wait till he went to his last year, then all of a sudden, mutual parting of the ways. I think that would be your best chance. If not, he might stay here until he's 85.
That makes a lot of people feel really good. I'm not even going to check the comments after that.
Unless something happens. I always say he's going to be here until he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Yes.
Unless you add something to that, you know, kicks a homeless guy in the face. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have to be something.
Unless there's controversy of something.
Yes, there's going to have to be something additional to just football stuff.
All right. Thanks to Arch. We appreciate him supporting the show. Archie's on Carson in the South Side, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. 80-cent wing nights, Monday through Thursday nights, too. Plus, the whole menu is fantastic. Sandwiches, burgers, flatbread pizzas, ice-cold irons, and icy lights, plus whatever else you want to drink. Get on down there to Archie's on Carson, best place in Pittsburgh for food, drinks, and sports. Lots of football, lots of sports in general on this weekend. Where else would you rather be than Archie's on Carson?
Tonight.
What's Archie, tonight?
Open at 5, baby. He got some wings, burgers, and steak Sammy's.
Ooh, I like that.
You got some college football. You got the end of the pro game. Don't forget about the Pittsburgh Penguins. And what about your Pitt Panthers versus your Ohio State Buckeyes? At Archie's, baby.
Look at you. You're nailing the Archie's commercial. Good job by you.
Now I'm about.
You're spent now, aren't you?
No, I just have a head cold and going to lose my voice. But
okay. We'll wrap it up soon here. I did want to ask about Derek Harmon because I mentioned that to Lance.
Don't we have to make picks or something?
Yeah, we're going to do picks real quick. Derek Harmon. Is this a long-term thing, you think? Or is this like a week or two and then he's back?
I don't think it's anything long-term. No. I don't know who's going to fit in. I guess you have to hope for Y.A. Black, but I don't think he's a guy that's going to put that many snaps. If somebody else is going to have to step into that role. Maybe finally Logan Lee might get a helmet.
Okay.
I mean, you're only going to need him for 8 to 10 snaps or whatever it might be. Maybe DeMarvin Leal gets jumped up. but even though he's been playing linebacker, I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be very significant as in lengthwise. Different knee, that's a good thing, I guess.
Is it different knee or just different injury to the same knee?
It's different leg.
Okay. All right. I just worry because, like I said to Lance, like I worry about them being able to fix the defense against the run like they have. And Harmon not in there, that could be a concern. We'll see. Thanks to Impact HVAC as well for supporting the show. They're the best. You want to get your furnace checked up? You can get a furnace checkup right now for just $39.99, half price of what it usually is. If you donate a new article of kids' clothing or a new kids' toy to the Foster Love Project when they come out for the furnace checkup, they'll cut the price down to $39.99. Get a hold of them today by messaging Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook or just by giving them a call at 412-297-1852. We both got the Detroit game wrong. We both got the Kansas City game wrong. You got Cincinnati. I was an idiot and took Baltimore just to be different. So there's that.
Like that dance.
I don't know what the hell that was, but I don't think I ever want to see it again.
You know, I could pull up your line dancing if you want.
Yeah, that wasn't even dancing. That was just a shit show. All right, picks for this weekend. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We have to do now. I mean, the game starts in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, so Chicago, Philly, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Eagles, Bears, Phonies. Phonies. They got phonies. A tough schedule heading down the stretch here. Phonies. Eagles need to learn how to run the ball. What the hell's going on there?
Maybe they'll use the middle of the field against a team that has zero healthy linebackers, unlike the Steelers did. Yeah, I'm on Philly as well. Jacksonville, Tennessee. There are some ugly games this weekend, by the way.
I'll never pick Tennessee.
Jacksonville, even though you hate them?
Yeah, but Tennessee. Me and the kid always talk about who the worst team is, and it's tough. There's about five of them you can put in there. I think the Raiders are the worst now, but Tennessee's not far behind them.
New Orleans is bad too. Houston in Indy. This is a massive game because Indy hasn't played Houston yet, hasn't played Jacksonville yet, and now Danny Dimes has a broken leg, but is going to play anyway against that wild Texans pass rush that sacked Josh Allen 8 times last week. I think Houston wins.
I'm going to go with the Colts on this one. Just because of everything you said.
Yeah.
I'm playing the devil's advocate on this because everything that you think might happen in the NFL, the other thing will happen. You were so fresh with the Houston's able to pressure and Danny Dimes and all this crap. I think the Colts are going to win. They're playing at the old
Lucas Oil.
You know, Lurkles Earl, the Lighthouse.
Oh, speaking of Indy, have you ever had the cocktail sauce from St. Elmo's?
Oh, yeah, it goes right up your nose and blows out your freaking ears and eyeballs.
Had some yesterday. It was phenomenal.
Phenomenal?
It's fantastic.
You go to St. Elmo's, right, and they give you like 5 cocktail shrimp, and they charge you like $30 for it.
Well, they can get away with it.
Where'd you get the old...
My brother-in-law said you can buy it at the store now, the St. Elmo's.
I saw it one time of all places, Aldi. But that just like, woo!
It's great, though. It's like, whew, instantly stings the nostrils right
it's
up in
horse
your eye.
Horseradish, baby. It's that horseradish.
All the horseradish. All right, New Orleans, Miami. Dolphins might have been fixing some things the last couple of weeks. I don't know. The Saints suck, though. I'll take the Dolphins. Who you got?
Dolphins a little banged up. I go with the Dolphins.
All right. Let's see. Atlanta and the Jets. Oof. Does it even matter?
Jets played decent last week, but Jets, they are what they are.
So you're taking Atlanta?
I just hope they, you know, I like the Atlanta run game. Don't like their quarterback. So we'll go with the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. I think we're both on Atlanta there. Arizona, Tampa. Tampa is just beaten up. Now Baker Mayfield's hurt. I still think Tampa wins.
Is Baker playing?
I think so. If not, it'll be Teddy, and I still trust him against the Arizona Cardinals. You looking it up?
No, I'm just looking at his injury update right now.
That's what I'm asking. You're looking it up.
Bucks might be getting a little healthier. Finally might get the running back back, but I don't know how Give me the Bucks.
All right, we both got the Bucks. We will never say die with the Bucks. Rams and the Panthers in Carolina. Oof.
Should I go upset here?
No, you should not if you have any brains whatsoever. The Rams
should
are going to roll.
I go upset? I'm coming.
Rams are going to roll the Panthers.
Rams?
Huh?
I'd go with the Rams, but I'm not 100% sure. And I wouldn't bet that, put it that way.
Well, the spread's like 10 and a half. You'd have to be crazy to bet it anyway. Speaking of big spreads, Minnesota at Seattle. It's like Seattle. 11 and a half.
Boy, yeah. Minnesota. I mean, your buddy McCarthy. Whew.
My buddy, Kenny Pickett 2.0.
I saw somebody say on Twitter, yeah, you could tell that the Michigan was cheating then with J.J. McCarthy or something like that.
He's not even playing this weekend.
He stinks.
The undrafted free agent from Minnesota, Max Brosmer, he's getting the start. Vegas and the Chargers. Vegas sucks. Yeah, these are not hard picks to make, I don't think. We'll inevitably get one or two of them wrong. Denver, Washington on Sunday Night Football.
At Washington?
Yep.
I like Washington. Are they coming off a bye?
Really?
I go Washington.
You're going Washington?
I don't like Denver. I just don't like Denver.
Washington has lost 6 in a row, 7 of 8.
Yeah, so they're due.
Okay. You say so,
I like their coach. I like their coach.
I'll take Denver. You like him because he wears his hat backwards?
I didn't even realize that. I wonder what Colin Coward would have to say about that.
He'd hate it. Giants at the Patriots.
Ooh, the Belichick Bowl, their Parcells Bowl.
Yeah, except neither one of them will be there for it.
Gotta go.
New England.
Got to go with the Patriots.
Yep. All right, last one before we wrap it up. Steelers. Bills, Sunday afternoon at Heinz Field. I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium.
Talking proud.
Hold on. Think about this for just a second. Stop singing for just a second while you think about this. I want to thank our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for always getting the job done. Mm-hmm. They've been to your house. They'll be at my house eventually once you're done dominating all their time. They do the drywall repair. They do the interior and exterior painting. Fresh coat of curb appeal on the outside. Freshen up some rooms on the inside. Plus, they do commercial and industrial work as well if you own your own business. Regardless, get them out. Get your free estimate on the job you need done right now. They'll tell you exactly how they can handle your project. A color consultation, maybe, if that's in order as well. Get in touch with them at HigginsProfessional.com or call them 412-344-0480. Kaboom. Bill Steelers.
Real quick, if they come out to your house
and
Cody comes, you got to give him an Iron City light.
Oh, I got plenty.
I've talked to him before. He said Iron City. I'm like, because he's an Iron City. He doesn't get those. You think I get arms like this petting kitty cats?
You get these sitting around petting kitty cats?
You tell him, Ray. All right, what are we talking about now?
Steelers-Bills. I need a winner and a score.
The Steelers will lose this game 26-21.
Ooh, 26-21.
Tricking on the job, Rick Barry. Absolutely.
Just following the logic that the Steelers are going in perfect alternating fashion now between disappointing results and results that give us hope, I am going to say this is one of the results that gives us hope. And I'm going to keep calling for a Boswell walk-off field goal until we actually get one. We should have had a 65-yarder last week, but that's neither here nor there. The hell was that?
Well, the kid must have been down here.
Some kind of figurine. I don't know what that is.
Catwoman, I think.
I am going to say Steelers. I'm going to regret this, but I'll say Steelers 23-21. I think that's the same score I predicted last week for the Bears game, and I got that wrong too. But I'll go with it because I'm counting on Boz getting a walk-off field goal at some point this year. It has to happen soon. All right?
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll do it again Sunday after
the
game.
Don't you have to go up to play some shaboozy? Hey, what do you think of Jelly Roll without a beard now?
He looks kind of funny.
Yeah, he looks like somebody. I forget what somebody called him. Not Jelly Roll anymore.
I don't know. Diet Jelly Roll? No, I do not have to play Shibuzi today. I am off from Y108. Oh, I have to go to my wife's high school reunion tonight. Oof.
Where'd she go to school?
TJ. Oh, shit.
Where is that at?
It's all the way down on the North Shore at Bar Louie.
Why don't you just have it at...
Why don't we just have Yoli's it at or something? Or Yoli's. Yoli's, or, yes. Yeah, anywhere in the area.
Well, you probably see all the dudes anyways.
Yes. Yes.
It's, I haven't had. I've never went to a reunion.
Our class has never had one. The Baldwin class of 98 has never looked around and said, "Hey, I wonder what those people are doing."
Yeah, because they're probably right down Bill Green Shopping Center. Right down
the road, exactly. Nobody's left.
We had one at like 10 or something like that. 10? Oh, I don't know what it is. Nobody showed up, I don't think. So I've never been to one.
Well, if you're a year of 2000 graduate of Thomas Jefferson High School, you'll see me tonight at Bar Louie on the North Shore. I'll see if I can convince her to leave early and go over to Archie's for some wings.
Why don't you go talk to Bar Louie, see if they want to sponsor the program.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, sure. Sounds like a plan. All right. We'll talk again Sunday after the game, okay? We'll do it then. Thanks to each and every one of you. Keep an eye out. We're going to tweet out in just a couple minutes your chance to win this beautiful hoodie from 412 for the first day of the 412 days of Christmas. There it is. Imagine it on you, this 412 hoodie. And thanks to them for providing, and to all of our sponsors for letting us do this. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.